So let's start with some live cricket. Kolkata Knight Riders up against the Delhi Capitals from the Ferocia Kotla Stadium. The Capitals won the toss, chose to field first, and the Knight Riders got off to a brilliant start, but they've been reined back in slightly. Run rate's only 9.92 at the moment, 181 for 6. That's after 18 overs. Andre Russell, Rovman Powell at the crease at the moment, but the men to score the runs for them. Ankrish Raghuvanshi made 44 of just 32 balls. Rinku Singh was the last man out. He got 36 of 25 deliveries. That's helped them get to that mark. Two overs left, and they should get just over 200 there in that first innings. Looking at the table, it is currently 4th versus 7th. The Knight Riders need a win. They're down in 7th. The Capitals have lost a bit of form over the last few games. They started really nicely, but they have lost 3 of their 9 games, so they'll want to win to get themselves back in contention. Moving to football news now. Paris Saint-Germain boss Luis Enrique says his side are full of confidence ahead of tonight's Champions League semi-final against Arsenal. They've already knocked out 2 Premier League clubs in Liverpool and Aston Villa. And the former Barcelona and Spain head coach was asked yesterday what he thinks about England's top flight.
I have to say that everybody speaks about the Premier League like the best league in the world. I don't know if I have to agree or not.
Do you think it is?
It doesn't matter. I can say whatever everybody's going to criticize me.
Well, I don't think he's too keen on the Premier League, is he? The Gunners have already beaten Paris Saint-Germain this season in the group phase of the Champions League. We're going to finish with some rugby news now. Australia will name the next Wallabies coach tomorrow, with former Ireland assistant Les Kiss reportedly set to get the job. Kiss, who's currently coaching the Reds in Super Rugby, looks poised to take over from Joe Schmidt. That's after the Kiwi said in February that he would be standing down after this year's Rugby Championship. Kiss returned to Australia in 2023 after stints as the director of rugby at Ulster, as well as head coach of London Irish and the assistant coach of the Ireland national team. Well, that's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.